I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Tuesday, October 11th. As we introduced the concept of celestial navigation yesterday, one of the key principles was the idea of a celestial sphere, a distant shell of fixed stars, as well as planets, the sun, and the moon, all surrounding the Earth. Modern science has long advanced from this idea, yet for all intents and purposes, it works quite well for many astronomical applications, including celestial navigation. Imagine a large sphere with the Earth inside it. The Earth, of course, spins. This is what makes navigating by the stars so difficult. While a star may appear to be above a specific location, it only happens at a specific time. A precise measurement of time is critical in making an accurate calculation of your position. Before getting too far along, we need to make note that sailors were using the stars for navigation thousands of years before Columbus and long before accurate time devices. Although limited, one star in particular stood out, Polaris, the North Star. Again, imagining the Earth surrounded by a sphere of stars, the North Star would be directly above the North Pole. As the Earth spins, it is the only star that never moves. Navigating by the guiding light of the North Star, Wednesday on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.